Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, and welcome to today's podcast, everybody. It's so lovely to have you back again. Today, I want to talk to you about a little bit more about the new paradigm because we're in week 2 of my mastermind, which is super exciting. And this week, we're talking all about our authorities and learning all the different authorities and having an experience with them and an experiment with them. And I'm also presenting the new paradigm and starting to get my beautiful mastermind team to start focusing on being their own guru and creating their heaven on earth. And the reason why is because of this shift, this energetic shift that is about to happen or is in the process of happening now globally. Before I get into that, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who's DMing me, everyone I spoke to in the process of getting the mastermind fully booked, which was super exciting. And I want to say thank you to everyone I spoke to that they obviously couldn't do it this time because of what's going on in the world financially. We actually had a number of people who were sort of signed up already and then they had to back out. So sending you all lots of love and looking forward to seeing you on the next one. I feel like it's already booked and we've only just got into week 2 of the first mastermind. So thanks everybody and I'm sending loads of love to everyone in the world right now. Wherever you are, may this time be one of your greatest opportunities that you look back on and see that you took the opportunity, that you saw this time for its possibilities and its space to become the bigger, better version of you or calmer, stiller, more loving version of you or whatever version of you that you are becoming. So today, because not only week 2 of the mastermind, I'm talking about the new paradigm, but it's also everything that's going on in the world. It's just making me want to dive deep on it and learn more on it. So I thought what I'd do is I'd just share some of the high notes for this new paradigm. And I know if you know much about human design, You may or may not have heard about it. And the way it goes is that right now in 2027, we are, 6 years away from the end of an era. So we're right now in a 400-year era that's coming to an end. And these eras actually have their own incarnation cross. And the incarnation cross of the era that we're in is the cross of planning, which is all about creating communities, institutions, bringing people together in communities and groups. So kind of ironically that this 400 years was really powerful for creating governments, creating the healthcare industry, creating educational systems, bringing people together in, you know, whether it's towns, villages, states, countries, continents, bringing people together in almost like subgroups and creating infrastructure. So that was what this 400 years has been all about. And it's been so beneficial. There are so many incredibly cool things that have come from this 400 years, and it really has moved us forward. However, as we get to the end of this era and we move towards what we talk about in human design as the new paradigm, or I can't remember the other name. Anyway, so as we move into this new era in 2027, we're moving towards the cross of the sleeping phoenix. And this is all about charisma and abundance, which is super exciting. What's also happening, and you may have heard this in other sort of energetic people who follow any sort of energy healing or do any sort of energy healing or any energy work of any kind, anyone in the spiritual realm, you may have heard this, that the veil is getting thinner. So what in human design we talk about is that the space between time, space and matter is getting thinner. And the more we understand the power of our mind and our energy and how we feel, the more instantaneous things become, and the more we will be manifesting things so much quicker. And that's why we're going through this process right now of almost cleaning, deconditioning, getting our mindsets really sorted out, as well as really starting to understand our energy. And of course, human design is all about the science of our aura, our energy, our energetic makeup, our blueprint, because we're moving towards this time where the mind and the power of the mind is starting to diminish, reduce, and how we feel and our emotions, that's becoming more of our driving force, and being satiated back in our bodies is becoming the higher priority. But the thing that's going on right now that I kind of think, having, you know, thinking about everything that we're learning in regards to this shift from the planning to the Maya, right? How much is it just fascinating that what we're going on in the world right now is like the universe has sent us all to our rooms to, you know, be quiet, to find out what's going on inside of us, to understand ourselves, to heal, to nurture, to slow down, to be calm, to reinvent how we work, to reinvent how we educate our kids, to reinvent how we live as couples, and to reinvent communities and business and everything. You know, like, we've literally been sent away from the community, away from the institutions, away from the structures, and put in a place where we need to be individualistic for the greater good of the whole. And, you know, one of the things that I'm very conscious of, and I saw a video that sparked this in me, that we are all, for the first time in global history, on the same team. We are all wanting to resolve, heal, eradicate this virus. Everyone on the planet. We are officially on the same team. Like, how freaking good is that? Now, I've shared this in some of my social media channels, and I've had really mixed messages. Everyone has been like, oh my God, I love that. And probably 50-50 are like, yep, and let's hope that this goes on, that we create change. But there is the 50% that are going, yeah, but we'll all just go back to the way we were. And the thing that I really want to share with everyone is that those people that think that, they will. However, it's on us. It's our responsibility as we move into a time that's going to be more individualistic for the greater good. So we're moving away from these communities because the communities have... what's happened is that we had massive growth and it's been so resourceful and people have learned to work together and we've created all this infrastructure and it's been incredible. But now it's all starting to fall apart. Like, look at our governments. It's all starting to fall apart. It's not working. And it's not working because what the cross of planning and what this the downside of this is that we've all been told that we need to be like each other. We need to think like each other, look like each other, act like each other, work like each other. And that's just not true. And we are now moving to this time, you know, from 2027, we're moving to this time and it's starting to happen now where we actually need to understand and love ourselves as individuals. We need to know how we operate and what our magic is and what our gifts are and love ourselves. And then all of that benefits the greater good. But as long as we're still trying to shove ourselves into who we think we should be, or as long as we're trying to live up to our conditioning, be the person our parents want us to be the person that others are projecting onto us to be, trying to live up to other people's expectations, we're not serving the world. Even if we're succeeding, we're not serving the world to our greatest capacity. We will serve the world and ourselves when we serve, you know, we clean out our conditioning. We clear up our conditioning. We heal from our trauma. You know, you've heard me say, like, trauma is trauma when we're children. So there are people that have experienced such terrible trauma and they get support when they find the courage to ask for that support, or they have the, you know, people in their lives that help them heal it. That's freaking awesome. But all of you out there that have got environmental trauma, which is just something as simple as you're at kindergarten and one of the other kids is really mean to you, and that in that moment you decide something that's really unresourceful about yourself and you go on to live like that and believe that about yourself forever, like, that's environmental trauma. And we need to give ourselves permission to heal that, because healing us is going to be what heals the planet. And the universe has not sent us all to our rooms to heal and love ourselves and calm down and slow down and be with our families for no reason. So it is all on us. It's on us to what we decide, what we choose we want our legacy to be from this. I know for me personally, I want my legacy to be authenticity. I want to know that this is the time that I actually got out and started speaking about the new paradigm. Like, this is something that on the podcast, of course I'm going to talk about it, but not necessarily in all my LinkedIn stuff, because, you know, LinkedIn, let's be honest, I love it, but it can be a bit stuffy. But one of the big things for me is that this is my legacy. This is what I believe in. And I believe that the universe and the planet is giving us all the external clues, all the validation to say that this is the way the world's going. So the more of us that I can encourage, inspire, support, to support themselves and love themselves and invest in healing themselves so that they can really do their part to transform this planet, the better, I say. So as we move towards 2027, we are starting to see these big institutions crumble. So, and this is it's all going to happen, you know, the financial, look at the financial, the state of the financial industry now, right? Look at the education systems totally having to be rewritten in this time. Look at corporate, you know, the way we work is really changing. And for all those people that are out of jobs, like, you know, we've worked from home. I've had my own business from home for 6 years, but all of a sudden people are out of jobs and they need to create a new business. They need to create an income stream. And you know what? They have two choices. They can do something they love, or they can try to continue to force themselves into that same old box that they have been for all those years that, you know, may be a contributing factor to why they are where they are today. However, all of these things are crumbling to create something new. You know, in every death, there is a beginning. We have to blow things up to transform things. And that's what we're going through right now. And it's on us to choose to see what we want to see. And I want to see possibility. I want to see growth. I want to see billions of millionaires. You know, I want to see billions of businesses like mine and Justin's that, you know, it's a husband and wife and they're, you know, they're kids and they run a business and you get to work from wherever you want in the world, doing what you love, making more money than you can possibly need so that you can help others and do the things and have the freedom and have the flexibility so that we don't need these huge, big corporate giants. Why would we need them if there was billions of millionaires, right? So these are the things, the possibilities. And from a quantum physics point of view, the possibilities are endless, but we have to be focusing on them. We have to be putting our attention consciously on what we want to create and not fearing what could possibly go wrong. So as we move towards 2027, one of the really freaking awesome things that this new era is all about is, number one, it's about moving away from the external guru. So it's about moving away from the people who, you know, the influencers, the Tony Robbins, the actors, the, you know, any guru you can think of, and actually refocusing your attention on yourself. So of course, human design is massive for this because it shows you what's correct for you and how you make decisions and how your energy works. And the thought of me being my own guru, and like, I'm not there yet, I'm still on the journey like the rest of us, but the thought of me being my own guru just feels so true. You know, yep, we have to understand what's ego and what's, you know, that inner guidance that's connected to greater consciousness or the universe or source or whatever you want to call it. But the point is that we are now moving into this era that we are our own and becoming our own gurus, which means that honoring ourselves, trusting ourselves, loving ourselves has to be the number one priority on our list, because if we can't trust our own guidance, then we're never going to really fulfill our own joy, our own happiness, our own abundance. You know, the beauty of this as well is that we're moving into a time where, believe it or not, we will find abundant resources become the norm, and in a resourceful way, not in a someone else has to lose. Like, this is in a way that AI comes in and does a lot of the work that people don't want to do. This is in a way that there's going to be, like I say, a billion millionaires. There's going to be money. There's going to be people earning money doing what they love without having to run massive businesses or massive teams. And we're going to be our own gurus, which means that we're doing the work that we love. We're so lit up and we're guided by our connection to self and to, you know, the universe. And this era is also very much about creating heaven on earth. And this is the thing that I absolutely adore. Like, put these two things together, that you become your guru and it's about creating your heaven on earth. And for a little rebellious girl over here, I got to tell you, you're like whispering sweet nothings in my ear. The complete freedom and permission to be able to create a life that is so flexible, free, and completely our list. Like, we get to write the list, we get to create what's right for us and our family. Oh my God, sign me up. And yes, we're at the beginning of the era. Yes, our kids will get more of this, but how exciting is that? Our kids will get to grow up and actually define what they love, create their own businesses, create their own work that really freaking lights them up, and have their own internal guidance system to tell them where to go. You know, I was reading an article and they were saying that the kids that have, the kids that in 2027 have gate 47 in Neptune, these are the ones that are starting this massive shift. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my Cooper. Like, and he's a quad right. Like, he's a proper future human. So to know that these, even though these, what I'm saying and what I'm thinking seems like it's so out there, it's not as out there as you think, because so much of this is already happening. You know, like 10 years before we got the iPad, could we have envisioned the iPad? I don't think so. Not at all. But then what seems like overnight, it just appeared and completely transformed the planet globally. And these are the things that are going to happen. But the transformations are about abundance. The transformation is about charisma, like this new era that we're going into, because of course it's got to do with the 3420 is part of the cross. So it's all about charisma and empowerment. So the times that we're going into are fantastic. However, the change, the transformation, the chaos always comes before the transformation, okay? So we're in that now. And I just want to encourage everyone to know their own power. Like where you choose to put your focus is everything. The energy, like your internal guidance system is telling you right now, do I have energy for this? Have I got an invitation for this? And am I interested? Is it something that I want to do? Do I feel good in this environment? Do these people make me feel good? And are you giving yourself permission to say no if something isn't right for you? Because remember, at the end of the day, human design is all about minimizing resistance and increasing flow. And it's an experiment. So if you literally just learn your type, your strategy, and your authority, you're going to live in more flow. And it's an experiment. You get to practice. And if it doesn't work for you, then it's not right. Drop it like a hot potato and go and find whatever it is that is going to work for you. But give the experiment a go. Just try it out, because it's so supportive to get us all where we need to go for this next era that we're moving into, to be able to trust ourselves, to be able to guide ourselves, to really almost get out of our own way, get out of our ego that spends so much time slowing us down and getting in the way, be fully led from a spirit source point of view. So we have all this free time to serve, to play, to connect, to love, to adventure, to do so many other things than sit around and worry about shit. Anyway, on that note, I actually have another client to get to. So thank you so much for listening to me. And if you have any questions or want to know more on the new paradigm or anything else, then just direct message me either on Instagram or email me. I think my email's here, or on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.